Hi, you're listening to ACB Radio's Main Menu. My name is Earl Harrison, and for the next 30 minutes or so, I am going to do a brief overview of the various HandyTech Braille displays that my company, HandyTech North America, has to offer. Now, initially, I was going to do this part live, but after scheduling my appearance on Main Menu, I was reminded that although I'm going to be here in the office, most of my Braille displays will be on the road with our training division manager, Kelly Dunn. So, not a big deal. I'll just spend some time talking about the latest advances in refreshable Braille technology with regard to HandyTech Braille displays. And in about a half hour or so, Jeff will open up the lines for whatever questions you all might have. Now, for those of you who are familiar with HandyTech Braille displays, such as the Braille Star and the Easy Braille, you may recall the curved shape of the Braille cells. The idea being that when you place your fingers on the Braille display, your fingers are immediately in contact with all of the dots of the Braille cell. This concave ergonomic design is said to increase the amount of time that people can read when compared to some of the more traditional flat Braille cells, and is really the most single identifiable feature of a HandyTech Braille display. You know when you put your hands on a HandyTech Braille display because you've got the curved cells. Now, the Braille displays that I'm going to talk to you about today, starting from largest to smallest, are as follows. We've got the Modular Evolution with Active Tactile Control. We've got, of course, the Braille Star 80, Braille Star 40. We've got the Braille Wave, which is a 40-cell Braille display with note-taking features. We've got the Brailleino, which is a 20-cell Braille display with note-taking capabilities, basically a Braille Star in a 20-cell form factor. We also have the Easy Braille, which is a Braille display only, which is available in USB and recently made available in a Bluetooth version as well. One of the key unique features, I think, of all of the portable Braille displays, such as the Easy Braille, Brailleino, Braille Star 40, and Braille Wave, is the standard user-replaceable batteries. Now, the fact is that all batteries eventually die, whether they're rechargeable or not. And we all know somebody, if we haven't been on the receiving end ourselves, who had to send their device in, so right away you're without your device for who knows how long. Even if it's a week, it's too long in my book. And in many cases, by the time the battery dies, either you're out of the warranty period or you don't have a product maintenance agreement and it costs you hundreds of dollars just to get the battery replaced. Well, if you're noticing that you're not getting the battery life that you used to on any of the HandyTech Braille displays, exchanging the batteries is really just a matter of going to a store wherever batteries are sold, picking up new batteries and popping them in yourself. For example, the Easy Braille takes standard AAA batteries, and the Brailleino, Braille Star, and Braille Wave call for AA batteries. And if you're in a pinch, you can even pop in some standard non-rechargeable alkaline batteries and be up and running for several hours until you can exchange your rechargeable batteries. But whatever you do, don't plug in that AC adapter with the alkalines in there. I'm asked all the time, why would I pick one Braille display over another one? For example, why a Brailleino versus a Braille Wave, or an Easy Braille versus a Braille Star 40, etc.? And it really comes down to how many Braille cells you want and what it is you want to use the device for. The Brailleino, the Braille Wave, and the Braille Star all have the exact identical internal functions. They all have a note taker, a scheduler, a clock, calendar, but they can also be used with your favorite screen reader. So on the desktop PC side of the equation, we've got JAWS, Window Eyes, HAL. There's also support for Linux as well. On the mobile device side of the equation, we have, of course, MobileSpeak Pocket, MobileSpeak Smartphone, Pocket HAL, and Tox. Easy Braille, which is strictly a Braille display, also works with these screen readers. And because it is strictly a Braille display, has none of the aforementioned internal functions. It does, however, allow you to control your computer or your mobile device and use it as an input device as well. And here's where I like to start my demonstration. I'm sitting here with my HP iPack 6915. This is a PDA / cell phone and an Easy Braille with Bluetooth. Now the Easy Braille comes with a nice soft shell case. So I've just opened the case and I'm just going to flip on the switch here. And on the Braille display I see HandyTech Easy Braille version 2.02 BT for Bluetooth Auto. And now I'm going to simply issue one command, Alt,
Alt,
followed by single tap 1 on the device.
Enabling Braille.
We hear enabling Braille, and in just a couple of seconds,
MSP Braille ready.
And if I look down on my Braille display here, sure enough, I see MSP Braille ready. So at this stage, I can put my PDA down, and oftentimes when I'm just working around the house, I could be 20, 30 feet away from my PDA and working with Braille only while my PDA is in the charger. At this point, I can simply start down arrowing on the Easy Braille. It's going to be a cord .4.
Sunday, April 08, 2007.
Which may be a familiar command for some of you using other note-taking devices.
67% 3MB, 12MB.
Okay.
iPad wireless. HP profiles colon normal.
Just navigating one line at a time on my today screen.
Text messages colon 1 unread. Ruth handed at pop 3 colon 2 unread.
Okay, so there's my email.
Outlook email colon 3 unread.
Outlook.
No tasks.
No tasks. If I wanted to work with Braille only, I could issue the command to mute the synthesizer.
Mute on.
Which in the case of the Easy Braille is both spaces in combination with the letter U. And of course, I want you to hear what I'm doing, so turn mute off again.
Mute off.
So at this point, let's go ahead and get into the menu system here. I'll do a chord S.
Today, D4013.
And we hear that we're placed in the start menu of my mobile device. And I'll just go ahead and down arrow through all these options.
Calendar C5013. File Explorer F6013. Internet Explorer I7013. Messaging M8013. Phone N9013. Windows Media E10013. Word Mobile W11013.
I'm going to press double space bar to issue the Enter command.
Word Mobile Window Rich Edit Left Soft View Right Soft Menu.
And I hear that I'm placed into a rich edit field. When I was a kid, trying to learn Braille, at a late age in ninth grade or so, I could never spell the word knowledge because I only learned it as the letter K in grade 2 Braille. Well, to illustrate the fact that you can input in grade 2 Braille with this device, I simply press .6,
comma.
Which we hear is comma. We, by the way, can turn off the speaking of characters and have it only speak words. That's what I generally do. But for now, it's turned on, so let's just go ahead and work with it. And I'll press the letter K.
K.
And I'll press the space bar.
Knowledge.
And, of course, what I see on my Braille display is the word knowledge. K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E. This is because MobileSpeak Pocket actually back translates on the fly. So I'll go ahead and finish the rest of my sentence is.
Hi.
And then I'm going to do P, O, W sign, E, R sign, dot, lowercase 4, press space bar.
Power.
Okay, so after I type in grade 2, I press the space bar, that's when the word appears on the screen. Now, with this configuration that I have, the HP iPac 6915, with the integrated QWERTY keyboard on the iPac itself, and a 40-cell Braille display, I have a fantastic face-to-face communication tool for people who are deaf and blind. The other thing that's cool about this grade 2 on-the-fly capabilities that we now have with all the HandyTech Braille displays and the MobileSpeak Pocket and MobileSpeak smartphone software is the ability to do the same thing with text messaging. And now I'm going to introduce another technique of launching programs into the mix, and that is the use of voice command. So if I just press this little button on the side and say, start messaging.
Text messages window list.
I'll get into my start messages. Okay, I just get into my my message application, and it's from within this application that I manage my email messages as well. The last time I was in the messaging application, I was simply in text messaging. Otherwise, if I were in my email accounts, it would remember what email account I was in last, etc. So I think I'm going to just go ahead and send myself a text message so you can get the idea here. Put down the device itself, and I'm going to press left soft, which is space in combination with .7. And it should bring me into a new message here.
Press enter to add recipients. Rich edit.
So it says new. Press enter to add recipient. So I could press enter here. and go through my list of recipients and select whoever I want to receive this. But in my case, I think I'm just going to type my own telephone number here, starting with a number sign, because remember, we're in grade 2 Braille.
Number sign, F, A, B.
And it's just going to speak the letters until I get to the end, and I press space bar.
D, A, D, G, I, 6124147999.
There's my cell phone number, and I'm going to tab into the body, of this message, and I'm just going to type this TH sign is me typing in grade 2 Braille. Okay, and to send this message, I'm just going to press space with dot 7 again to issue the left soft button command.
List plus 162. Text messages window list plus 162320.
Okay.
List progress bar. Message sent.
And I hear that my message has been sent. Now let's see. Oh! Now.
There isn't room. This is me typing in grade 2 Braille.
And because it was a short message, I heard it spoken in its entirety. To me, grade 2 Braille on the fly is a huge deal. And you can see that I have complete control over my PDA, and that's going to be the case with any of the HandyTech portable devices. The difference again being that Easy Braille is strictly a Braille display, and the Brailleno, Braille Wave, and the Braille Star 40 also have note-taking capabilities. Something else I should also mention is that you can actually pair your Windows Mobile device up with more than one device. In other words, I've got my Easy Braille connected to my HP iPad now, but when I'm doing demonstrations on a very loud exhibit hall floor, I also have my wireless headset in my ear, and as people are tooling around and checking out the Braille display, I can hear everything that they're doing, like up close and personal, because it's just being channeled to my headset. So that's pretty cool. Now, at CSUN this year, March of 2007, Code Factory announced the release of a game pack that will be actually coming out sometime in the not-too-distant future. And I thought we might just take a quick look at those here. So I'm going to go ahead and do a Cordes to get to the start menu.
Today, C4013.
And up arrow to Programs.
Settings, S. Programs, T12 of 13. Programs window list, games, 1 of 27. Audible, active sync, 2 of 27.
And I'll just down arrow to mobile speed
Audible
pocket here.
Audible, 27. Audible player, 4 of, Avant Pro, 5 of, calculator, 6 of 12, contacts, 7 of, download agent, 8 of, Excel mobile, 9 of, get a map, 10 of 20, GPS navigate, help, 12 of 20, HP help, and Java, 14 of 20, mobile speed pocket, 15 of 27.
Now press enter.
Enter, mobile speed pocket, 15 of 27. Control panel window list, modes, 1 of 16.
Down arrow to games.
Voices 2 of 6, general 3 of 6, function keys 4 of, tester options 5, audio settings 6, phone 7 of 6, games 8 of 16.
And press enter.
Enter games 8 of 16, games window, games list, colon, list, 4 items.
And I hear that I've got 4 items in this list, and let's hear what they are.
Braille Brain 1 of 4.
Braille Brain is kind of a fun game for people who are just learning grade 2 Braille. It actually prompts you with different words, and your job is to type them in grade 2. Down arrow.
Cryptic Crazy, 2 of 4.
Cryptic Crazy gives you a word, and your job is to unscramble that word. It's actually kind of difficult to do.
Word Wizard, 3 of 4.
Word Wizard, I guess I've heard it described as kind of the Braille Wheel of Fortune, where you're given a bunch of dashes, and you enter in what letters you think might be in that word.
Touch Type, 4 of 4.
And Touch Type. And this is a game that basically tells you what letter to type in, and you type it in as fast as you can, and this is how you build up your speed if you're just learning how to type in Braille. So let's go ahead and take a look at one of these. We don't have time for all of them, unfortunately, but let's go ahead and take a try at Word Wizard. We may even
Word Wizard window, left soft exit, right soft menu.
Try to do this in the live portion of the broadcast. I'm going to press the right soft button, so I'm going to hold down the space bar and press dot 8.
New game, 1 of 5.
Yeah, I'm going to press both space bars to issue the enter command to start a new game. So, I'm terrible at this game, but we'll make this as painless as possible. We have so many keystrokes where you can get wrong, and the object, of course, is try to figure out what the word is. So, what I see on my Braille display is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, as mentioned, dashes. And I'll just go ahead and type in an E here.
Dash, 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 dash.
Oh, it's an adjective. How about a Y?
Dash, 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 dash. dash 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 y dash dash dash.
So we got dash dash y dash dash dash. Okay.
Dash 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 y dash dash dash.
Oh.
Dash 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 y dash dash dash.
R.
Dash r dash y dash dash dash.
Okay, now we got dash r dash y, and I see this on the Braille display, so this is cool. Dash, dash, dash. So we got dash R, dash Y, dash, dash, dash. Some of you probably already know the word, don't you? And.
Dash R, dash Y, dash, dash, dash.
No N's.
Dash R, dash Y, dash, dash,
no, dash. No M's. I'm gonna lose, I'm afraid. D?
Dash R, dash Y, dash, dash, dash.
B?
Dash R, dash Y, dash, dash, dash.
Oh boy, we're coming up on the end here. T.
Dash R, dash Y, dash, dash, dash.
Oh, come on. F.
Dash, 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 dash.
Okay, so that's the indication that I lose, and we get a new word to work with.
Dash, 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 dash. We're
this time,
six characters.
What was it?
Dash, 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 dash. We're type noun, six characters.
This time is a noun. So you get the picture. Tab over to the exit button.
Exit button.
And press enter.
Control panel window list games 8 of 16.
Okay, so back out to the control panel. Cordex should certainly bring
programs
me back
list,
to
mobile speed pocket 15 of 27.
My programs list, in fact, Cortex brings me out one level at a time here.
List, unread, text messages, window, list, unread, paired. Today screen, left soft context, right soft messaging.
And I hear them all the way back to my today screen. So that's a quick look at the Handytech Easy Braille, as it may be used with a mobile device running the MobileSpeak Pocket screen reading program. Other Handytech displays supported by MobileSpeak Pocket are the Braille Eno, which, by the way, is the first Braille display ever supported by MobileSpeak Pocket, the Braille Star, and the Braille Wave. Now let's talk about desktop Braille displays. Handytech offers two very high-end desktop models. Some of you might be familiar with the Braille Star 80. I mentioned the Braille Star 40 before. Well, of course, this is a Braille Star with all the same note-taking features, except it doesn't have Bluetooth technology built in. It's a desktop model, so it has instead USB support. And believe it or not, it's got the same note-taking features as its 40-cell counterpart. Now, some people go on quite happily never using the note-taking feature, the scheduler, or anything else that you would find on the Braille Star 80. But others find it very useful to be able to flip back and forth between the PC and the note-taker in the Braille Star 80. For example, you're working in an application on your PC, the phone rings, you need to jot down a quick note, it's just a matter of doing a keystroke, getting into the note taker, taking your note, and then switching back to the PC again, and later on you can do whatever you want with the information that you've just stored on the Braille Star 80, such as transfer the file using HTCOM, which is the communication software that comes with all of the Handytech Braille displays with note-taking features. But the Braille display that I want to focus on is brand new, actually within the last 6 months or so. We just introduced it into the United States, Modular Evolution. There is a 64 and an 88 cell version of Modular Evolution. And the thing that sets Modular Evolution apart from any of the other desktop Braille displays is the inclusion of something called Active Tactile Control, ATC technology. ATC actually senses where your fingers are on the Braille display, and not just one finger or two, but all 8 fingers if you choose to put all 8 fingers on the Braille display. It's been borne out that the highest area of pressure on the Braille display is always the reading finger. And this has many implications, as you'll see in just a couple minutes, for beginners as well as professionals. Before we get into that, let me go ahead and just give you a brief description of the device. Of course, we've got the Braille array towards the front of the unit, and of course, as with all Handytech Braille displays, we've got the concave ergonomic cells, and like on either end of the Braille Star or the Braille Eno, we've got triple action keys, so keys used for navigation. On the left side, we've got an up, down, and then depending on where you are, we've got an escape or a tab. On the right side, we've got up, down, and the enter key is in the center. On the front of the unit, we've got 8 keys used for issuing commands. And above the Braille display, we've got a full desktop QWERTY keyboard, just like any other desktop QWERTY keyboard that you would see out there, including, of course, the six-pack and the inverted T. Off to the right, we've got the numeric keypad, and across the top, we've got the function keys. Off to the side of the housing, we've got a power switch, which is in the forward position to indicate to me that it is on. Behind that, we have a USB port, so we can actually use the modular evolution as a hub of sorts, because on the left side, all the way on the opposite side, we've got another USB port. And as I turn the corner in the back left, I see that I've got yet a third USB port. Now, if I move a couple inches to the right of that third USB port, I feel that I have a two-way position switch. And currently it's in the right-hand position. I'll go ahead and flip it to the left. And I
100% removable disk left there, enough colon right there, and dialog. List view, open folder to view files using Windows Explorer 506.
And I'm brought into the same dialog that I would receive if I were to simply plug a mass storage device into the USB port on my computer, or a thumb drive for that matter. But really all I did was activated the 4 gig internal storage device on the unit. So I'm going to go ahead and press enter to say yes, I want to open this drive.
Enter. F colon backslash list view, not selected, classic literature, 107.
And on my modular evolution, I have placed the entire classic literature collection of the Gutenberg project, so I'm just going to go ahead and press
space, classic literature,
space to select that, and press enter to get into
enter, list view, not selected, A, 1 of 32.
Classic literature, and of course we've got it arranged in alphabetical order.
B, C, D, E.
I'm just down arrowing, so I'm going to just go ahead and press the letter P for the authors whose names all begin with the letter P.
Enter, list view, not selected, Packard, Frank L, 1 of 21.
And I could open any of these documents. One I like to use is Poe, Edgar Allan Poe.
DJ, Prince Morton, Prevost, Prescott, Presbyterian, Potter, Beatrice, Porter, Ellery.
So all I did is I pressed the end key to go to the bottom of this list, and I'm simply pressing up arrow now.
Polly G. Armour. P.O.E. Edgar Allan.
There he is. I'll press enter to get into the Edgar Allan Poe folder.
Edgar, list view, not selected. Follow the House of Usher.txt, 1 of 2.
Let's follow the House of Usher.
Works of Edgar Allan Poe.txt.
And the works of Edgar Allan Poe.txt. If I were to press enter on this now, I would get into Notepad, but I prefer...
Applications. Context menu open.
But I prefer to read this in Word, so I press the Applications key, and I want to tell it what program I want to use. So I'll press the letter H, which is the accelerator key.
H, Notepad.
That gets me into a list of programs that I can choose from.
Microsoft Office Word.
And Word is what I want to choose.
Enter. Leaving menus. F colon backslash classic literature backslash B backslash POE Edgar Allan. Folder view list view. Works of Edgar Allan POE.txt 35KB text document 12/29/2002-920AM 202. List view. Works of Edgar Allan POE.txt 202. Microsoft Word. Page 1. Edit. Works of Edgar Allan POE.txt. Edit.
Okay. And as you can hear, I am currently using JAWS as my screen reader with Modular Evolution because at the making of this recording, it is the only screen reader that works with Active Tactile Control. I do, however, know that WindowWise 6.1 has every intention of implementing support for Active Tactile Control. Also, it's worth noting that if you were to buy any of the HandyTech Braille displays, including the Modular Evolution, WindowWise has excellent support for the HandyTech line of Braille displays. The only thing missing at this point in time is support for Active Tactile Control, which is the unique feature of Modular Evolution. So version 6.1 is what we're looking at for inclusion of Active Tactile Control for WindowWise. I'm going to go ahead and navigate by
Edgar Allan Poe.
Paragraph. I'm just doing a control down arrow.
The Raven.
And
once upon the midnight dreary, while I ponder, weak and weary.
Now I can simply start reading.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I ponder, weak and weary.
And I heard a beep. I can actually turn that off if I'd like to. But what that signifies is that I was at the end of the line, and automatically the Braille display advanced to the next line.
Over. Many. A. Quaint. And. Curious. Volume. Of. Forgotten. Lord dash dash. While. I. Nodded. Nearly. Napping. Suddenly. There. Came. A. Tapping.
So again, the words are being read out loud as I'm reading on the Braille display, and as I come to the end, I hear a beep tone, and we automatically go to the next, in this case, 64 Braille cells. We're just now beginning to scratch the surface of what's possible with Active Tactile Control. somebody who reads a lot for school or on the job might appreciate the fact that it simply advances without having to press buttons. Active tactile control can be turned on and off with a keystroke. Advanced bar in combination with dot 7 and the letter A for active tactile control. So I'll do that.
ATC off.
And now it's just a really nice Braille display, which I can navigate using the traditional method of pressing buttons and the triple action keys, etc. I'll go ahead and turn active tactile control on the same way that I turned it off with that same keystroke.
ATC on.
Just to give you an idea of some of the possibilities, let's just go ahead and get into the
Start menu, new office document.
Interface for the Modular Evolution and take a look at what we can do with active tactile control.
So I'm going to go into
the Handy Tech menu, and I'm going to go down to I've got several Braille devices installed on this computer. I'm going to go into Configure Braille Driver. This is the multi-pager, so I'm going to press Control Tab to get to the ATC page.
Use ATC checkbox checked.
And we hear Use ATC checkbox checked. So this is someplace, another way to turn it off from within this dialog. And if I tab,
app sensitivity, colon, left, right, slider, 94%.
I hear that my sensitivity is set quite high at 94%. So doing things like tapping the table and things like that are going to set it off.
App assistant mode, colon, settings, dot, dot, button.
There's an assistant mode, settings.
App assistant mode, colon, learning radio button, checked, 1-1.
And the assistant mode, the only choice in this group of radio buttons is learning 101 if I tab again.
App assistant mode, colon, settings, dot, 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 button.
So I'm just going to go into settings here.
Space. ATC dash assistant functions dialog. Default assistant functions colon when reading fast colon combo box. Speed word 3 of 11.
We have four reading behaviors that we can define and that we can customize. We've got fast reading, normal reading, slow reading, and backwards reading. And we can actually define what fast is and what normal and slow is and so forth. But for each of these different reading behaviors and for each of these items within this dialog, we have the same choices. And if I go ahead and press the home key to go to the top of this list.
Home, no action.
We've got no action, so don't do anything when I'm reading fast.
Speak letter.
Speak letter.
Speak word.
That would be annoying if you were trying to read fast. That would slow things down significantly. Speak word.
Speak Braille display.
Speak the Braille display. So just speak the contents of the entire Braille display.
Low signal.
Sound a low signal when I'm reading above a certain speed.
High signal.
High signal or tone.
Speak Braille display and move to the next line.
Speak the Braille display and move to the next line.
Say all and root Braille line.
Say all and root Braille line.
Say current characters attributes.
Say current characters attributes.
Say character attribute changes.
Say character attribute changes.
Root mouse cursor to reading position.
Root mouse cursor to reading position. And that's the end of the line. So,
home, no action.
I think when I'm reading fast, I don't need my screen reading when I'm reading fast. So I'm going to say no action at this point. And I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, default assistant functions, colon, when reading normal, colon, combo box, speak word, 3 of 11.
Okay, when reading normal, speak words. So as I'm reading at what I define as a normal rate, it's just going to speak the words as you heard it earlier.
Tab, default assistant functions, colon, when resting, colon, combo box, speak letter, 2 of 11.
When resting or when I stop on a letter, it's going to speak it to me.
Tab, default assistant functions, colon, when reading backward, colon, combo box, speak letter, 2 of 11.
And I've got, when reading backwards, speak letter. Let's go ahead and change this one.
Speak word. Speak Braille display. Low signal. High signal. Speak Braille display and move the next line. Say all and root Braille line. Say current character attributes. Say character attribute changes.
Say character attribute changes. Let's just set it at that.
Tab, default assistant functions, colon, delay output by edit spin box.
Okay. And then a lot of these other options, I'm going to just going to blow past and go to the OK
tab,
button.
Default assistant tab, default tab, default tab, 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 action when lined open, tab, action when lined open, red colon, reading speed is quote, rest, tab, action, tab, OK button.
Okay, so I'm going to press spacebar on that.
Space, settings for anti-tech rail display dialog, ATC page, assistant mode, colon, settings, dot, 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 button.
We're back to the main dialog here.
Tab, ATC dash monitor, colon, show monitor after start, dash up, checkbox checked.
Show monitor after startup. I have this checked. So, visually, there's actually a representation of where my fingers are on the screen, and you can see how that could be very useful for a sighted person trying to read Braille, or teach Braille, or even for a sighted coworker to see exactly where you are in a document. And this is set on my computer by default to come up automatically.
Tab, ATC dash monitor, colon, start monitor, now button. Tab, ATC dash monitor, colon, settings, dot, 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 button.
Okay, and we can actually change the settings of the ATC monitor, for example, if you've got all 8 of your fingers on the Braille display, those are going to be represented by different colors, and the area of highest pressure is going to be a darker color, I think, by default, and you can change all that.
Read protocol, colon, generate protocol, checkbox not checked.
Now, this is interesting. This item is not checked. It's called reading protocol. You can actually set up user profiles. Where this would be useful is in the case of Braille instruction, where you can set up a user profile or protocol. And this means that during a particular reading session, we can actually track reading behaviors. And perhaps if we're a Braille instructor, structure our lessons based on those reading behaviors. For example, you can see how fast somebody is reading. You can see how long a person lingers on a particular word or letter, how often they read backwards, etc. And there's a really handy log analyzer that helps to pull all this information together in a way that makes sense. Okay, I'll tab on here.
Tab, okay, button.
And I'm going
tab, cancel,
to
button, cancel,
go to the apply
tab,
button.
Apply button, space. Shift tab, cancel, shift tab, okay, space. Words of enter, alan.txt, dash Microsoft Word, edit.
I'll start reading here.
Of, some, one, gently, rapid.
If I go backwards, we get nothing. But why don't I go ahead, and because I told it to alert me of format changes while reading backwards. If I've been working on a document, I want to confirm that, in fact, I've applied a heading style or something like that, bold. In fact, let's just go ahead and do that. I'm going to route my, let's see here, let's find a couple words
one.
Here.
Gently.
I'm going to go ahead and place my cursor on the word, the G
gently.
Of the word gently. And I'll just do the keystroke to select.
Gently selected. Rapid selected.
Those words. And I'll just bold, gently rapping.
Gently rapid, bold on.
And now, if I'm reading
some,
forward.
Some, one, gently rapid. Rapid.
And I want to go back and confirm.
Rapid, bold, highlight, curler, move, well, point, curler, move, well, point.
So I heard that the words gently rapping were bolded and highlighted, and when I moved out of that, I'm still reading backwards. I heard that I was just on the text that was identified as courier 10 points. So there's a brief overview of what's going on with the HandyTech line of Braille displays. HandyTech North America is proud to be the exclusive master distributors for both the United States and Canada. However, we do have a dealer's network. So to find a dealer in your area, or whether or not there is a dealer in your area, you can simply go to the website at www.handytech.us. That's HANDYTECH.US. Or drop us some email at info@handytech.US. You can also reach us by phone at area code 651-636-5184.